Praise God. That is what drives our passion to live our life to achieve the earthly goals. The earthly, visions that God gives us. Let that be your guide. If you haven't, hallelujah, if you haven't found out what your dream is, if you haven't found out what your dream, what your vision is, then ask God to reveal it to you. And he will do it for earthly vision, earthly achievements. Hallelujah. But there is also a heavenly vision. Praise the Lord. We have Abraham. Hallelujah. Now, we always say, Abraham believed God and it was counted to him for what? For righteousness. God met Abraham and said, come out from among your people. Come out from among your people. And I will take you to a land flowing with milk and honey. And I will establish my covenant with you there. A spirit appeared to Abraham and said, he is the Lord God Almighty. And we all look at it as if God just told Abraham, a voice just said, get out from here. And he began to walk out. Where are you going? God said, no, there was something that made him to respond. Let's look at it in the Bible. Hebrews chapter 11. If you are there with me, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. Hallelujah. Now, we have finished with earthly vision. When I was talking about earthly vision, everybody came to sow. Okay? We are finished with the earth now. Let's go to heaven. Nobody wants to suffer. Hebrews chapter 11. This is the commentary of Abraham. Praise the Lord. He says, by faith, that is revelation. When he, Abraham, was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, what did he do? He obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. Now, but see something. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country. Why will he go to a place of promise? He reached there and he still lived there as a stranger, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked, this is where I'm going now, for he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. That means, by the time God called Abraham, go, God showed him a city. God showed him a city, and that city was so beautiful, hallelujah, that anybody would desire to be there. And that is the city he saw in that vision, in that revelation, that made him to respond to go. When the Bible said, not knowing where to go, he didn't know where that city was, but he saw it. He saw it in a revelation. What is it, therefore, that fired Abraham until he was so much minded of that city? Anything earthly here was secondary. He lived a life that, reflected the vision that he saw. He lived a life. The city I saw, nothing in this Canaan land was like it. He caught that revelation. Verse 13. These heroes of faith, there was something they saw. These all died in faith, not having received the promises. They had not yet entered that promise, that city that they saw, that Abraham saw. But having seen them afar off, they saw these promises afar off by revelation. And we are persuaded that is what fires the passion. You can't have a passion without persuasion. And embrace them and confess that they were strangers and pilgrims on this earth. They confess that they were strangers, they are pilgrims on earth, because they know that city they saw was not an earthly city. That city they saw was a heavenly city. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. They might have had opportunity to return. But now, they desire a better country. Oh, glory be to God. That is, and heavenly. Wherefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. Oh, glory be to God. Take note again. Let me read that verse 16. Because that is the problem of Christians today. But now they desire a better country, that is, and heavenly. Wherefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. Let's be sincere. There are many Christians that hide their Christian identity. Christians, we have our identity. Christians, we have our identity that is supposed to identify us anywhere we are. Anywhere we are. You are not proud to declare who you are. It's because you have not caught the revelation of what is ahead of us as Christians. That is the destiny I'm talking about. Most of us think we have received the Holy Ghost. The truth is, the spirit we have received is the spirit of chameleon. It's a spirit, but the spirit of chameleon. A chameleon has the ability to adapt to any environment. When they are among Christians, they flow. When they are among unbelievers, they flow. In their culture, they flow. Cultural association, they flow. In politics, they flow. Anywhere, they flow. Put her inside water, he go swim. Bring her out, he go walk her again, they go. Every environment, he can adapt. The only reason is because you have not caught that revelation. And therefore, you will not declare who you are. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. If you go to verse 36, see what passion can drive you to. Can drive you to passion. Passion, passion. Standing for what they believe. He said, and others, in the case of Abraham, he lived like a pilgrim, both him and his heir of the same promise. Even though our father died, Abraham died, their city, he told us, he didn't enter yet. Isaac took over. They continued without hope for that city that their father told them. He died. We didn't see it. Jacob, they did not give up. They were sure, because remember, after Abraham died, God repeated the same promise to Isaac. After Isaac died, God repeated the same promise to Israel, Jacob. And on and on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is the essence of preaching sermon. That is the essence of God raising workers in the vineyard, preachers in the vineyard. That is exactly what we are doing. To remind you of our destiny. And others, apart from Abraham and his seed, and others had trial of cruel mockings and scourges. Yeah, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder. They tear them to pieces. We are tempted. We are slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, children of God, children of destiny, being destitute, afflicted, tormented. For what? For their faith. To make them lose their focus on their vision, on their destiny. Of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens, caves and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, they still had not received, they received not the promise. They had not yet seen that city. They hadn't gone yet. Why? Because there are generations still coming. They are waiting for others to come, because we shall all go together. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But they never gave up. They never gave up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's the truth. Your kind of ministry that you have is determined by what God showed you concerning your ministry. If there's any pastor that is hearing me now, and a man that is focused cannot easily be diverted. Because diverting you is taking you away from your focus. You will not like it. You are so passionate. Everybody may hate you, but you remain focused. My own destiny came by revelation in 1973. And the day I discovered that it was my destiny God was showing me, then some of you may understand why a lot of inter-message preachers find me, you know, very odd and even end up hating me. I said, the day that God revealed to me, he revealed to me, 1973. I was not a Christian. About 30, 40 years old. And he revealed to me that he is my father and my God. I can never forget that. Anytime time a revelation is your destiny, it is always fresh in your mind. Always fresh. You may not understand it, but at the appointed time, you will understand. There is a book he gave me to follow him and judge the people. It is now I understand. That book is the Bible. He gave me the Bible. I am to preach from the Bible. When you are preaching, you are judging. And because of this revelation I now have, this is where my heart, naturally God will take your heart there. They try to divert my attention to move from the Bible to a sermon book of William Branham. I just can't. When you take me there, I'll come back here. I'll come back to the Bible. I am being accused that I am not pointing people to the prophet. I said, no. My call is to point people to Jesus, the Word. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That defines my destiny. That's why I am a Bible preacher. And because he gave me this book, he gives me understanding of this book. I did not go to any school of theology, no Bible school. Didn't. Now, I'm not saying it is wrong to go to Bible school. School, not school. Well, acquire knowledge if you need that knowledge. But I'm saying concerning ministry, God will guide you by himself to fulfill your destiny. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Paul had a vision of paradise. People don't know why he was so passionate about the gospel. If you read 2 Corinthians chapter 11, all the wahala he went through, you will have said, why? Even Agabus one time prophesied to him, whoever has this belt, who owns this belt, oh, bonds are waiting you in Jerusalem. Everywhere he went, they prophesied, trouble is waiting for you in Jerusalem. He saved the land, let them kill him. Necessity is laid upon me to preach the gospel. People don't understand why Apostle Paul will say, what can separate us from the love of God? See what he says. See what he says. Romans chapter 8, from verse 31. This is the way he put it. What shall we say? Shall we then say of these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? That's Revelation. Then he now said, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? When God has destined me, who will stop it? It is God that justifieth. Only God himself can stop it. And when God speaks, he watches over his word. He can't change it. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died rather than that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God? Who also making intercession for us? Verse 35. And this is where I am going. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? See, he's remembering all the things he went through. Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake, oh glory be to God. Hallelujah. For the sake of your destiny, the destiny that God has destined us. We are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Hallelujah. And he concluded, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Nothing can stop us. Nothing hunger can stop us. No frustration can stop us. No man, no woman can stop us. Nothing can stop this ministry from existing. It's ordained from the foundation of the world. Nobody in Ijasha, nobody in Amodofi here can stop this ministry. This ministry is ordained of God. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Nobody from Alausa. Nobody. Nobody can stop. No witch, no wizard. No kingdom of darkness. You cannot stop. I will build my church and the gates of hell cannot prevail. Cannot prevail. If God be for us, who are you? Who can be against us? He saw a vision. Before he could have that type of passion, God first gave him a vision. Can we look at it? And in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1 up to verse 4. This is testimony. This is testimony. It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. It's not being proud over. It's not bragging over it. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord that he received from God. He said, I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago, and that man is himself. That is his personal testimony. He was being humble over it. Whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knows it. So it must have been a trance. It was so real until he cannot define whether in a vision, whether in a real, whether in a physical he went. Or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knows it. Such a one caught up to the third heaven. Oh, glory be to God. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knows it. Verse 4. How that he was caught up where? Into paradise. and had unspeakable words which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why he concluded in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. That is why he concluded like this. From verse 6. That is why. This is his conclusion. How be it? Hallelujah. He said, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world know, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, glory be to God. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But he saw it when he was caught up to paradise. Until he does not, mouth is not enough. He can't describe it. And that is the same thing that was revealed to John as the heavenly Jerusalem. The streets are made of gold. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And all manner of precious stones decorate that city. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. And that is the place Christ, in John chapter 14, he says, believe in me, believe in God also. In my Father's house are many mansions. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The carnal man cannot understand this, because they are spiritually discerned, spiritually understood. And so when you begin to walk in this knowledge, carnal people cannot understand. We as Christians, we have a destiny that is defined for us in the Bible. And until you catch that destiny, your destination, you will never have a meaningful Christian life. That's all. I want to use this exhortation to rearrange somebody's bearing. If you don't know what to pursue, how will you begin to pursue? Somebody here, you need to overtake all the enemies of your heavenly vision as well as the enemies of your earthly vision, so that you will recover. And I need to warn that there are some of us that must not be like that profane Esau. Somebody collected his destiny and ran away. He pursued him. Jacob escaped with it. So that you'll understand why in Hebrew chapter 6 from verse 4, can we read it? Hebrew chapter 6 from verse 4. He said, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift, and we are made partakers of the Holy Ghost, and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew, it is impossible to renew them again unto repentance. See, they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. You cannot crucify Jesus Christ a second time. That's why I'm warning. You will not reach that promised land. And God is no respecter of persons. Christ, you cannot strike him twice. Moses struck him twice. He did not enter the promised land. It's impossible. So that you'll understand who the foolish virgins are and what makes them foolish. We shall continue next time. Hymn number 43.
Of times the day seems long.
Round the race.
worth all the trouble. It will be worth all the houses, all the sacrifice. Our destination, when we reach there, when we meet Christ, all sorrows, all tears will be banished. So bravely run the race till we see him.